with an estimated 5 million Muslims now living and working in France, indeed the biggest Muslim community in the whole of Western Europe. If you want a 21st century cultural take on Islam, on growing up here as an immigrant, then you need to head out of the museum and into the streets of Paris to turn your back on the Champs-Élysées, catch the metro and head north to the less affluent areas like the busy, bustling, mixed-race district of Clichy, home to the Moroccan-born conceptual artist Mounir Fatmi. A man whose work across many different disciplines, video, installation, painting, drawing and sculptures, strives to come up with a new way of looking at things.
Oui. Bonjour, Mounir Fatmi.
C'est moi-même.
C'est Mark from the BBC.
Show us some of your works. I can't keep track with you. You work in all sorts of video, sculpture, painting, drawings.
We can say, for example, it's holy water ice cubes.
Holy water ice cubes?
And I use many water from some church here in Paris, water also from Mecca. And I use the ice cubes and I propose to people to take it with some whiskey, for example. What's the difference? I mean, what changed when this water became sacred or not? This is the question. I use art as a laboratory, you know. Of course, when I showed this the first time in Paris, I was very afraid that some Muslim or Arabic people, and actually it was two Christian people telling me that was a scandal. Anyways, this is like a game for me, you know. I prefer to have this idea of playing with something, not just to try to shock. My work is not provocative. It's just trying to find another way to see the world, you know.
I find it quite surreal. I'm sat here talking to you. On this screen to my right is what certainly looks like, I mean, I've met him, I've interviewed him before, it looks like Salman Rushdie asleep on a bed, breathing peacefully. Why Salman Rushdie? Why did you want to make this film? Obviously echoes of the Andy Warhol film.
Yeah, tout à fait. L'idée, c'était de faire le remake de Sleep de Warhol.
The original idea is to remake Sleep, the film from Andy Warhol, but this time in a political context. This shows Salman Rushdie asleep in a situation basically which is between life and death, which mirrors his situation now, that's where he stands now. But since I had no contact with him, I spent 5 years on this project, I had to do it virtually. So he's constantly breathing and he's very much alive and hopefully will stay alive in real life for many years to come.
Mais il sera toujours en train de respirer, donc vivant.
Are you trying to say something contemporary about Islam?
Yes. J'ai quitté le Maroc pour utiliser...
Of course, I use freedom of speech, and that's why I left Morocco. I use it up to its limits. Look at WikiLeaks, for example. In a democracy, you have to be very careful in the way you use freedom of speech because you can easily get into trouble. Freedom of speech is very precious, and I use it to create a debate around an idea or around a concept, but never to provoke, because it's just too easy to use it to provoke.
Pour provoquer directement, parce que c'est trop facile.
The Moroccan-born artist Mounir Fatmi. Well, one area of the arts where Muslim Arabic voices are heard loud and clear, indeed have helped change their entire genre, is music, and in particular, rap music.